Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be, visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Still on the search of that one true love? On the limbo in this crazy world of dating, marriage, relationships? Well, listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Relationship Podcast, your one-stop podcast for everything about relationships.
Well, hello and welcome to Golden State Media Concepts Relationships Podcast. I'm your host, John Johnson. And now that we are into, let's say, about the second week of 2019, I'm sure many of you have had a chance to start putting into play some of those new ideas for the year. Some people have New Year's resolutions. I don't in particularly have those. I just tend to make changes whenever I think they're necessary. But sometimes the beginning of the year is an opportunity to rethink things. And for those of you who are thinking about your love situation, now that you've gotten past the holidays and all the stress of that, now you have a chance to reorient yourself to the new year. Now, it's still winter. And for some people, hey, they have their winter activities. They have the ice skating, the snowboarding, the skiing, and, you know, they still find a way to be outdoors. For some, it's going to be cabin fever until springtime. And every year around spring, I tend to do a show and talk about some of the things that people can do to reconnect getting out there. But at this point in time, some people are thinking about what they're going to do when spring happens. And so what happens in spring? Flowers bloom, you see birds coming out, and one other thing you might happen to notice too is you tend to see people pair up. And it's about this time in the year when folks are thinking about that new dating situation. So you've had the turn of the season, the turn of the year, you're wearing some new outfits you got for Christmas, and you're looking kind of nice, so somebody notices you, and you may decide, hey, after work or whenever else is convenient, and let's go out and hang out and start to just acquaint ourselves, get to know each other. Well, as that moves forward, one of the things that happens, now that's just like for the newer folks, but if, you know, people who've had a relationship for a long time, you kind of go with the ebb and flow of the season. So you've put away all the Christmas decorations, and now you're thinking about the new year. And if you're a college student, then you're getting ramped up for the next semester, because winter break is over, and, you know, all of those things that are a part of life. One of the things that happens, and principally why I have a show like this, is when it comes to the relationship part, and you're starting to re-engage in those personal things, sometimes the holidays gives you a real opportunity to think about the people that are important in your life and how you go about expressing that. For some, it was about giving gifts. Others, about sending Christmas cards, making phone calls, sending text messages. And back and forth through all of that, you might get some that are, you know, they say the I love yous, and others are just like, wow, you know, I didn't think about all of that, but all the people that I have that I'm friends with or acquaintances, and then, you know, when it comes to the holidays, especially like Christmas, there are oftentimes that people just pop up out of nowhere that you haven't heard from in a long time, or you received a Christmas card or an email or a text message, and you sort of reconnect with them. But what I was digging up was, when it comes to saying I love you, saying the L word, there is that, there's sort of a difference between how men and women express that. Now, I think most guys can say, I love my mom. It's just a really easy thing to do. And, you know, women don't seem to have as difficult a time with that. And I mean, just generally across the board, you know, guys, it's more a hit or miss. Guys could say they love things. They love a certain food. They love to go out to a certain place to hang out. They love going to the ballpark. They love their car, you know, or, you know, there's a certain memory that they have a fondness for. But when it comes to saying I love you, and because this is what I've been hearing from some of the women that I've talked to about this subject, and, you know, because they ask me, well, how can I get him to say, he loves me? How do I know he loves me? Well, I think the place to start with that is some understanding that some guys just aren't really wired. They're not pre-programmed to say that because they don't necessarily feel like they have to. They try to get around it. I think a lot of guys are afraid of that word when they use it towards a woman, because then it's as if, okay, I obviously can't pull back from that. Well, yeah, when it comes to love, yeah, you feel it sometimes, and sometimes you don't feel like you love the person so much because they've just upset you. But I think once you cross that threshold, then, you know, for some guys, life seems to be a little easier. But back to the point. And the point is, how do I get this guy to say, you know, he loves me? How do I know he loves me? Well, what I'm going to tell you is you're going to have to think about this from a perspective of observation, because it's not always the words that are obvious. And I'm the kind of guy that says, well, actions speak louder than words. I mean, you can declare something, but it's in the actions where you're really going to know what the meaning, what the intent is. And it's like this. If you know that there is something that he is really particularly careful about, something that you know he really likes, loves, you know, put your word in there, and he's really careful about it. Let's say he's got a dog, okay? He takes care of that dog every day. He takes it out for a walk. He, you know, bathes it whenever it's supposed to. He gives it the right kind of food, takes it out for a walk, puts it to bed, you know, that kind of thing. So you see he's caring, he's nurturing that. You know, he has some sort of responsibility to that. What I want you to make in terms of an observation is how attentive he is to other things that he loves. You see? And, I mean, he doesn't necessarily say to the dog every day, look, I love you. But what you are observing is a certain kind of behavior, a certain type of caretaking around the dog. Okay, so where am I going with this? Let's say you are a woman who has felt like you wanted to know if the guy loves you or not. I think you can make the observation of how attentive is he towards you. And if you want to have a conversation about something, and I mean just anything in general, not just about, you know, do you love me? Because guys, I'm going to tell you, will lock up when they feel blindsided by something like that. Because if it comes out of the blue, guys are going to think, uh-oh, this is a trap. And guys tend to, like I say, lock up their jaw, and they're watching to see what happened. Did you get into a conversation with one of your friends? I mean, did somebody get a proposal and now you're feeling like you're being left out or something like that? See, guys are trying to figure this part out. So they become very afraid of this whole scenario and that they're going to be trapped. And it's not that they don't care. It's nothing like that. I think they do. They just don't have a way of really communicating that in terms of the words that you are looking for. Yeah, they would guys would probably much rather dance around it than say it. But I'm going to take a break right now and talk about some of those reasons in the next segment. Stay tuned.
Want to know the latest and hottest music hitting the airwaves? Don't be left out. Listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast. Keith keeps you on the loop with everything you need to know from pop, rock, hip-hop, and the top 40. And we'll throw in news of your favorite artists, concert and tour dates, and so much more. Listen no further, because this is the Gold Standard in Music Podcast. Do you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do? All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
And we're back. So, you know, where I ended off, I was talking about, you know, how we can interpolate or extract the understanding of a guy's affection towards you, especially when we're talking about saying the L word. I mean, eventually we're going to get to the part where you're going to have the conversation with him. But what I'm talking about at this point is for you to observe his behavior. Therefore, you have some sort of basis so that when you go to the conversation, you can kind of you can read or interpret what he's saying in a much clearer fashion, because he's probably going to try to explain it in some sort of guy terms. It's the kinds of things that you're not going to necessarily be able to understand. But if by observing him, when he uses those guy references, so to speak, then you'll be able to use that as a barometer and say, oh, okay, I know what you mean. And like I say, you have to observe. So going back to the analogy of using the dog, how nurturing and how caring he is about that, because we all understand that, you know, dogs are not cats. Dogs need lots of attention compared to a cat. A cat you can put on the shelf and the cat's going to take care of itself. They'll get their own water. They'll get their own food. They'll go outside. They'll use a litter box, so on and so forth. Dogs, not so much. So, and I guess that goes to show, if your guy has cats, well, you know, ladies, you're probably on your own, because he's expecting you to be real independent. But okay, that's a joke. But back to the observing, so that you can use that as a barometer to understand when he starts going into these descriptions about how much he cares, because he's probably going to do that rather than say, you know, straight up, I love you. Because, again, when you come at him with the conversation in a way that seems like it's out of the blue, he's thinking, oh, okay, this is a trap. What did I do? Did I mess up somewhere and all of a sudden you're upset at me? Or in the case of some relationships, maybe you've been in this space for a long time and you're wondering if there's a future with this. But then you kind of have to at least have the conversation that, hey, you know, I'm wondering where we are going, because guys sometimes don't think about it in those terms. They figure things are, you're happy, he's happy, things are okay. Guys are not going to try to set up things out there to sabotage the relationship, because they know if they do that, now they've got to really come back with something big in order to get the relationship back on track. And if one of your friends happens to have a better scenario than you have, and he knows about it, then he's going to be worried that he has to match that in order to keep you happy, to keep you satisfied. So you can see, this is how a lot of guys think. And if you understand that beforehand, that he's trying hard to, let's say, swim faster, at least to try to keep up, that he's willing to put that into it, then yeah, he cares about you. He loves you. But think about it this way. If all he has to say is, I love you, and that's going to make you feel better, then I think a lot of guys would do that just to get you off their back. And here's where I'm going with that. Those are words, not actions. And I think it's in the actions where you can really get a sense of, okay, what the I love you is supposed to mean. Yeah, some guys won't say it. They will show you. But the saying it part, I mean, if you're hung up on that, then you got to be in conversation. And think about what it means to him and think about what it means to you. So when I say the word hung up, I don't mean that that is in a bad sense, but what we get attached to is the idea that we have to hear a very specific certain kind of thing, because until we get past that point, then everything stops until we get there. And that's sort of holding your own self hostage to a possibility of discovering other things. Now, I know how some people are very, very attached to the I love you, and I don't want to diminish the fact that that's important. But it's one thing when that's important to you, but when we're looking at trying to figure out the actions of another individual, you have to include them in this conversation or in this way of thinking. I love you may not mean, the meaning of the words themselves may not have the same impact. So it takes a while for them to get the understanding of what it means so that they convey it to you in a way that's significant, in a way that's important. And what I'm suggesting is that I love you for a guy who doesn't say it is probably more tantamount to him showing in actions. And one of the things that's of, let's say, the love language is there's acts of service, there's gifts, there's time. And the for some guys, they may be giving you gifts, and that's a way of them showing love. I mean, think about it. Maybe that's what he does. Maybe that's why now you want him to say, I love you, because, wow, you give me all of these gifts. Do you love me? Yeah. And it could be something along those lines. So he may be doing it in a different sort of way. And he may not even realize that that's how he operates, because a lot of people don't necessarily know their love language to be so literal about it. They know the things that they like to do and they like to share, and they will be very attentive to the person they love, but they don't necessarily understand all of this academic stuff about it being a love language. So not to make this too complicated, but it's really in you understanding, because remember, you're the one with the question. It's really in you understanding and interpreting what this other person, what the guy who you love, what you want from him, and how we can get him to express it in a way that's also parallel to who he is. Because like I said, if guys aren't used to saying the I love yous, then sometimes their first reaction is to feel like, okay, they must have failed you in some way. So then the guys tend to close down. They tend to shut down because now they're worried. They're trying to figure out, okay, well, what have I done that would lead you to think that I don't care about you? And it becomes these mental gymnastics. So they think they've got to do more. Okay, maybe I should fix more things or do these other things, when all you want are the words. Now, I started to allude to the fact that if all they have to do is say, I love you, then that would be easy. But it's because some guys have figured out that that's all they have to say. But if there's no actions behind it, and this is what I want you to understand, if the guy doesn't put any actions behind it, the saying I love you, yeah, it gets you off his back. But then he can repeat that, because that's your trigger. That's your thing that you want. It's not necessarily something that he has to prove, unless, you know, we then have some sort of measurable way of determining that, okay, this is an act of love, this isn't. And you have to be in conversation about that, or be in communication, so we're on the same page. Because these things can really get out of adjustment, as I like to say. And I don't want you being confused about someone's actions and someone's inactions. I'm going to talk about that when I come back.
Always on the go, but the day just won't be one without your Hollywood fix. Let Golden State Media Concepts Entertainment Podcast take care of that. An all-inclusive look of pop culture. Do you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do? All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
And we're back. So when I left off at the last segment, I was talking about the difference between actions and inactions. In using and saying the L word, being I love you, some women have felt like, wow, you know, my guy doesn't say it, so how do I know he loves me? And I think that's gets caught up in that romantic notion about, well, if they mean it, then they would say it. And like I say, everybody's different. So you really have to take each person as an individual. And the fact that you may have dated someone who was, say, very emotional, very demonstrative, and could just drop that at a hat, maybe they were socialized that way, and you get some guys that aren't. But going back to the point of, let's say, if a guy who's a player, and I'm going to throw that word out there, knows that if he says, I love you, then you will get off his back, because some people learn how to read other individuals that well. And a player, whether it's a man or a woman, you know, they figure these kinds of things out, and then they don't have to really back it up. So let me give you an illustration of a guy who may not say the I love yous, but again, it's about the actions. It's about the caring. It's about the nurturing. It's about how they operate in the relationship. And we have to learn to read those things and not doubt them just because somebody didn't say exactly what you wanted them to say. I think as an individual, what we hope is that people read us and understand us before they try to manipulate the situation in order to get something out of it. And what I'm going to point out is if that is something that you are inclined to do, is to be dismissive of the guy because he hasn't said that, but yet not take an interest in how he's expressed himself, then I think that really lies in the fault of yourself and having expectations that probably won't get met, at least not in that way. There's probably another way that you can go about this and feel loved. But if it really comes down to saying the words, then I think that's something that you're going to have to be comfortable with negotiating. Because as I understand it, is that when somebody cares about you, when somebody loves you enough to want to give you their time, make the effort, and to be cause in the matter, to want to be in your life, that in and of itself is a representation of love. Now, if you look up the word love, you can see that it is not only a noun, but it is a verb. And in the context of what I would want you to get the meaning of this, you want it to be a verb. You want it to be actions. Because being a noun, it just sits there. But you got to put meaning to it. And I think the way you put meaning to it is by putting actions in those words. The word itself can be said very easily by a lot of people, but it really takes putting effort, putting action to those words that's going to make the distinction. So if you're worried about your friends having a better relationship than you, well, I think you want to look at what's the action. Your friends may be able to talk it up, but what's the action? So I say give your guy credit or an opportunity to make things right. And if it comes down to opportunity to make things right, be specific. Help him understand what this is about. And be honest with yourself, too. If the catalyst behind all of this is because you've observed something else in somebody's relationship that you want, well, then consider the possibility if it's something that you can actually have with the person you're with. And, you know, maybe this is a very difficult conversation to have because it may mean that you have to make some changes. It might mean that the person that you're with just won't be able to communicate with you in that way. But given the nature of relationships, of how they shift back and forth, I tend to feel that there's room to find a place for both of you to be who you are and learn how to be whole and to be a couple. But if you're thinking that what you have found in this whole scenario is that there's this disconnect, then it might mean that you have to change what you're doing. You may have to change your partner, but you'll have to come to terms with that. And I would say do it in an open fashion, because I, as a guy, always wanted to be able to know how to please my partner. And I think a lot of guys are on that same page. So if there's something that we are not doing, meaning we're coming up short in your eyes, then be in communication about it, but also be receptive to what it is that a guy may say as his defense. And I say that because I know when they say defense, people think defensive, and it may come off in a way that is very abrupt, because when you feel like you are in action and someone is not recognizing your efforts, it sort of hurts when you feel like, how is it that I'm coming up short when I feel like I'm doing all of these things to make a difference? So hear that. And then once those moments are over, try to be in the place of dialogue, meaning speak, explain, listen, and listen for the feedback. And then also listen to the other person express themselves and how they feel. And I think you can have a better understanding of what's possible. And sometimes it really comes down to being able to clear the air, because we do get busy. And one of the things that happens, especially in the relationships that have been going on for a while, is, and I've talked about this before, is sometimes we get into a routine and we don't say the things that make the most difference, or we don't do the things that make the most difference. Again, there's one as a noun, one as a verb. And in doing the things that make the biggest difference, it's nice when we get feedback or validation that it's working. Because when you're in the relationship, you obviously are there because you want to. You're there for the long haul. You're trying to make the biggest difference that you can make with the amount of energy that you have left, whether it's in the day or in this particular moment. Because we're all in this with competing interests. And it's unfortunate when sometimes we get out of phase with each other. Meaning when I try to say I love you, oops, you turned your head and you walked away. So you didn't see me mouth the words. Or when you walked past me and I said something really nice and sweet towards you, because you were so busy and focused on what you were doing, you didn't hear me compliment you on how nice your clothes look, or something that you did for me the other day and I wanted to remember to say thank you. Yeah, I see these kind of things happen quite often, that someone pays a compliment to another person, but the person didn't hear it because the person who was supposed to receive the compliment was focused there in their own world. And when I have seen these things happen, I say, go tell them again, or go tell her again. That way they can catch it. Because obviously, I mean, I'm an observer. I mean, my radar is on 360 and I, you know, have eyes in the back of my head sometimes, and I try to help that love connection happen whenever I can. And when I see those moments and I say, okay, well, don't let that be a missed opportunity. Go reaffirm that. Let's go say that again so that they get it. Because sometimes when you say words to somebody, and you've done this, you say something to somebody and you can kind of see that blank look on them. You could tell they didn't get it. They didn't get the gravity of what you were trying to say. So say it again. And I think with the emphasis on really connecting with them, be sure that they are grounded when you're telling them stuff like this. That way it doesn't just fly over their head. Because it is so easy to have a moment when you want to say something tender and special and then it not land the way you intended it to, because the person who you were directing it at just wasn't present because of whatever's going on with them. You know, this isn't a bad thing, but this is just how we operate. I'm John Johnson, trying to help you have a better love life. This is the Golden State Media Concepts Relationships Podcast. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Relationship Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.